Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And it's a Wildcards with a difference today, because it's a Wildcards that is dedicated all about Jürgen in honour of the Jürgen documentary that is out today. You can go and watch it on YouTube now. You can watch part one on YouTube now. That's free. Fill your boots with that. And once you've watched that and you're amazed by the quality of it, you're going to want to watch the rest of it. And if you want to do that, you're going to need to be subscribed to the Anfield Wrap. You can watch it all on the app. And it'll all be getting released. But part one is out now. It's absolutely fantastic. A lot of hard work gone into it. And it's spectacular, which is why we're going to spend this entire show talking about all things Jürgen, because we just can't get enough of it. With me to do that, I have got Harriet Pryor, I've got Josh Sexton, and I've got Mike Kearney. We may be joined at some point by a late Joel Sanderson Murray, which I'm reliably told is the most it's the best Joel you can ask for, a late Joel, because he's a Joel who will be apologetic. He'll have a point to prove. He'll feel like he needs to make up for his lateness.
He'll have to do a really good show if he does get here, won't he?
It's going to be 10 out of 10 Joel, wall-to-wall Joel as soon as he arrives. he's going to come with a prepared monologue. But yeah, you might get Joel, you might not. It adds a bit of intrigue to things, doesn't it? So yeah, the categories are a bit different this week. You know how the show works. You vote on Twitter for what you want us to talk about. And normally that's split up into LFC, general football, general sport, and random. But today, they're all different themes of Jürgen, different shades of Jürgen. So first of all, we would like to know which Klopp trophy you want us to discuss. And your options were Premier League 1920, Champions League 1819, or World Club Champions 2019, which I'll be honest, absolutely no one wanted to talk about. I quite enjoyed that.
Why did we not put the FA Cup in there?
Yeah, or like double two cups Jürgen. I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed the World Club. It was a Christmassy one. It felt more Christmassy than the World Cup currently does, because I think it was 22nd of December, wasn't it? It was the final. And it was nice. It was enjoyable. But anyway, you all wanted to talk about Premier League 1920. So I guess what we're doing here, Mike, is asking what that season was like for you and what that trophy was like for you and what it meant to you.
It was just relentless good times, wasn't it? We won all the time. February was our first loss in the league. The draw away at Man United felt like a loss, and it's weird. So everyone, a lot of my family members who aren't Liverpool fans or even aren't into football, will say, "Oh, yeah, but did you not want to be in the stadium?" Well, fucking obviously, like, and that's what everyone says. But still, I don't think I'd change it, because it was mad, and of course, we're going to win the title for the first time in 30 years. The year we can't get in the stadium. But without that, you know, it was done from a long way out. You know, as I mentioned, 26 out of 27, won. Won't be done again, that. And if it is, it's either going to be us or City. It ain't going to be anyone else.